Its current state on WKAR. Our live Music Friday guests today are the Zodiac Trio, Clement Krylovsky on clarinet, Vanessa Mollard on violin, and Rico Higuma on piano. The group's been here in Lansing recording at the Blue Griffin Recording Studio, and they've been playing for us throughout the show today. We're about to meet them, but first, let's hear a piece. The Zodiac Trio now performs a piece inspired by klezmer music. It's called Freylock. The Zodiac Trio, live from Studio S on WKAR's current state. There are special live Music Friday guests here today. Clement Krylovsky on clarinet, Vanessa Mollard on violin, and Rico Higuma on piano. And we welcome Clement Krylovsky here to the microphone. You sound wonderful today.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And thanks for having us. Really, really is a treat.
Well, it is very special to be, as I posted on my Facebook page last night, it's very special to be sitting so close to such talented people making live music. It's really special. So,
Thank you. Where are you guys based? So it's a little complicated. So Vanessa and I, the violinist, and myself, we live in Paris, and Rico, our pianist, lives in New York. Now we all lived in Paris at the same time. At one point, we moved there in 2007 as a trio, as a matter of fact, and we lived there for 2 years. And then once we started playing professionally, we felt that it wasn't that necessary in today's mobile world to live in the same city. And so now we live sort of on the other side of the ocean and just meet, you know, whenever we go on tour. And to be honest, it works out pretty well. Actually, I think we're happier to see each other when we do see each other to go on tour than we would have lived in the same place, you know?
I'm a little surprised to hear that, but at the same time, not surprised. If you can pull that off,
yeah,
I suppose
yeah.
The 21st century, you can actually... I mean, we hear of people working remotely,
right.
But I mean, it's
right.
A little bit different thing for you guys, but you still managed to pull it off.
Sure.
But your live performances are scheduled far enough in advance
then
that you can coordinate being in the same place at the same time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The clarinet, piano, violin arrangement, this is a unusual ensemble, though we have one right here at MSU with the Verdere mm-hmm. Trio. How did you guys come to be? How did your trio take shape?
Well, first of all, I'm just going to say real quick that the Verdere were a huge inspiration. I mean, they've been sort of pioneering this ensemble for, close to 40 years probably by now. And sort of like, we consider them the godparents of this ensemble. But for us, we really enjoyed the Bartok contrast, which is sort of the pillar for this instrumentation. You know, Bartok wrote this with Benny Goodman initially. And so, when we first heard the piece individually, I think we were so impressed by the potential of this combination of instruments that we thought, okay, well, I think we can make an ensemble out of this. And of course, there was the Verdere Trio that have been sort of doing it for 40 years. And so we thought, this is possible. In fact, one of the pieces that we played earlier, the slow, beautiful excerpt that we played, I think was the second one, is actually a piece that was commissioned by the Verdere Trio. It's called a trio by Minotti, who's an Italian composer. And so, as you can see, we're very, very thankful for having them around because we have this beautiful piece now that we just played.
You're in town to record. I guess you just wrapped up yesterday over at Blue Griffin Studios.
Absolutely.
When will this CD become available and what's on it?
Well, we're hoping to have the CD officially be released somewhere in June. It's hard to say the exact date yet. We just finished recording. And this particular record is dedicated to all American contemporary chamber music. So out of the 5 works that have been recorded, 4 of them were written for us. Some of the composers on there, Richard Danielpour is a Grammy Award winning American composer who wrote us a piece. We also have this this other project called Zodiac Across the Universe, which is comprised of 12 1-minute movements by 12 different composers. It was actually a call for score, and we chose 12 different composers. And so this way, in a scope of a single 12-minute piece, we can give a platform to 12 different voices, to 12 different composers. And I just want to add that this particular recording is unique for us because we are featuring a guest artist, cellist Ariel Barnes, who's the principal of the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra. And so it's really, really been a pleasure to work with him as well as with the trio.
We urge our listeners to visit the website zodiacfestival.com. You've created the Zodiac Music Academy and Festival for advanced college musicians and pre-professionals. I know working with young musicians, people even younger than yourself, it's hard to believe that you're working with people younger than yourselves, but you do that. ZodiacFestival.com. I'll ask you to return to your seat
Absolutely.
Here, Clement, while I say goodbye to our listeners and remind them that we'll be back on Monday, part 2 of our Voices of Experience segment with ex-Congressman Joe Schwartz, amongst other things. We hope everybody has a great weekend, and the Zodiac Trio plays us out on WKAR's Current State.